Basically, yeah, like, what do you
Yeah,
do?
Well,
do you
I'm
do
not sure
medication?
With epilepsy, the medical thing, like if there's a way to tell it's there. Somebody help me with that. I'm not a medical guy. Like, I don't tell people to stop taking their meds in the faith thing. I don't do that for people. I live a certain way. Like, the way I live, I don't even preach from the pulpit because people respect me and they'll try to do what I did instead of become what I am. Like, well, it worked for Dan. I'm going to try this. No, you become that. You don't do something to prove faith or find faith. You do something because you see. It never works. So with epilepsy, I don't know. Is there medical people here that can help me with this? Do they do tests to reveal epilepsy? Or does epilepsy just show up with a seizure unannounced? Or can you tell that a person has the potential for epileptic seizures? Okay. And that's how they diagnose epilepsy. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. Well, here's how I'm going to answer that. There's a place for you to know that you're healed in your heart. And to, like, people with diabetes, diabetes is a wretched disease, and it causes a lot of bad symptoms and effects and damage to the body. So people that have tasted the harm of diabetes, it's not fun. And all of a sudden they're prayed for and their blood looks normal and they're not taking their insulin and they're checking their blood and it's not normal. Or it's still normal, it's not abnormal. And all of a sudden it looks like it's still in normal, but it's a little on the high side of normal. And their minds, because they've been bitten by the effects of diabetes, is that they feel like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a paradox. It's your privilege to believe God. In those cases, I would say, as long as you're holding in a good place, you continue to thank God, except for what He did. You're never judged if you're take a medicine or something. There's too much condemnation in the body of Christ. You just don't do one or the other. You don't throw away faith. I tell people, if you're trying to find faith, man, just run, call 911. But don't throw away your growth, your spirituality, and don't throw away faith, and don't go through the thing condemned without Jesus. Do you see what I mean? But at the same time, you have this privilege, like with epilepsy. If the seizures have been violent and they really hurt you and you have loved ones around you and a spouse that's concerned, there's stuff you can consider, and you can schedule an EEG and you can say, I'm just going to go check because I believe Jesus. That is not a lack of faith. It's not wrong to go take the picture to show that what was there isn't there. I had a person get totally healed from Lyme disease. She just knew she was healed. And she told her husband, we can get pregnant now. We can have our child. And he said, honey, just go get your blood tested. It's a real responsibility to conceive a child. And I just want to know in stewardship of just good faith that you're totally free in your blood so that we don't ever run a risk putting this into a child. And she said, I don't need a test. I'm totally healed. And she called me and said, my husband's not believing that I'm healed, and et cetera. He wants me to get a test. I said, well, honey, love him enough and go get a test, because if you're healed, you're healed. You're not threatened by the test. Just go get a test. It doesn't make you an unbeliever, and it's no slam to your husband. He's actually being responsible and saying, look, if we could check your blood and get my conscience clear, because I'm not gonna come together with you in a way that you can get pregnant if I'm not sure, because we're talking about life here, that this isn't in your blood anymore. And I said, so if you're healed, you're healed. Go get the test. So she ran and took the test and had no trace of Lyme in her blood. And they have a little baby today, and she's pregnant now. So it's just cool. Yeah, she's pregnant, another baby. Yeah, isn't she sweet? She came to a service completely riddled with Lyme disease. And we prayed for her, and they said she would be a quadriplegic in a matter of weeks or so because it was in her neurological system. Not a paraplegic, quadriplegic. They said, you will be useless from the neck down at the rate this thing is going. She was 27 years old, married for 3 years and wanted to have children and couldn't because of passing the Lyme to the baby. She came to a service. This was all new to her. We surrounded her and prayed for her with great compassion. Not one symptom left her body. She felt exactly the same. And that's where we stumble. And I looked at her, and I know there's a place for her to just feel better and be. But I looked at her and I said, honey, when you go home tonight, you sit on your bed and you thank Jesus for this gospel. You thank the Father for loving you. You thank God that we prayed the prayer of faith, and if you lay hands on the sick, they recover. We're not turning faith into a point in time. It's the position of our heart, and we don't know how to let go. So you go home and don't weigh this thing face value. You crawl in your bed and you thank Jesus for loving you. And she said, okay. So she got home and she sat on her bed and said, "Father, this was amazing tonight. This was new to me. But those people were so for real, so genuine. I felt so loved. And what that man was saying made so much sense to me. It was like, wow." She grew up a missionary's daughter, but in a denomination that didn't believe anything we preached. She said, "Lord, I believe I'm going to be okay, and I believe you love me, and I'm just not afraid anymore. And just thank you for tonight. Tonight was special. I'm really happy here." And whatever. Crawls in bed. She wakes up in the morning with not one single symptom of Lyme. Isn't that fun? Now, I know there's a place where every symptom leaves now, and we go for that every time we pray. But I will not strive. I will not get into works. I'll not try to pray louder or pray better if I don't see them symptoms leave. I will say, "Don't you take this personal, and don't you say, what am I doing wrong, and why didn't I get healed?" You say, "Father, thank you that you love me. And thank you that the finished work of Jesus is enough, and my eyes are fixed on you. And I'm not a product of this disease. I'm a product of the cross. And I thank you we're winning. We will win. And I'm coming through because you love me." Or you're prayed for and you got all these questions that cut into your identity. And now you're striving instead of in rest. You follow me? Be very careful. So all these testimonies come to mind when we're talking about stuff like this. And it's just fun. So...